services around the country to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this federal holiday in his honor. That speech in 1967, a few months before his assassination. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from last week. This week, we have a tiny taste of the Arctic. On this MLK holiday, a cold day, kind of breezy, high only in the mid-40s. Tonight, clear, very cold. Low temperature, low to mid-20s by dawn. Potential wind chill, mid-teens. Tuesday's high temperature in the middle 40s. We'll be down to 24 late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. A little warmer late week, upper 50s on Thursday. Rain returns Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A Montgomery police officer was arrested Friday for domestic violence. A woman told police that after an argument, 31-year-old Neil Flournoy kept her from leaving her home while he was armed with a gun. Police say the woman was not injured. The officer is charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. In Lee County, two women were arrested for trafficking over 3 pounds of meth. They were pulled over for a traffic stop on Highway 280. Deputies also found a small amount of marijuana. Stormy Rodriguez and Ashley Cooper are in the Lee County Jail on more than $50,000 bond each. In Wetumpka, this weekend marked 1 year since an EF2 tornado ripped through the city. Sunday, the community held a praise service to mark the anniversary. Wetumpka Mayor Jerry Willis says much of the damage has been cleaned up or repaired, but estimates it could take up to 2 years to fully recover. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's. Because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Well, isn't it amazing how a man can find himself alone?
My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
And he climbs on up the hill, on the rock on which he stands. He looks back at the crowd, he looks down at his hands, and he says,
I have a dream.
I am a difference maker.
I have a dream.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is closed for MLK Day. 39 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How was your weekend with your brother? And how was the Wagyu steak?
Oh, it was fantastic. Both, on both counts. And he did the reverse sear method.
Oh, he did?
With the meat thermometer. And well, he talked me through it, and it was fantastic.
So where did you get the Wagyu?
There's a restaurant down there. I can't remember the name of it. But there's a restaurant that will sell outside the restaurant, just the raw beef.
And raw. It's so you said
good.
Raw.
So, so good. And, yeah, we watched some great movies and helped him out a little bit. He's more mobile than I realized. He's on crutches now, no cast or boot on anymore, but still can't put weight on his leg for another 6 weeks or so. So, not fun for him.
Yeah, well, you know what you can do about that. Put some alcohol on it.
Yeah.
That always works.
There you go.
Yeah, we did good, really enjoyable cooking out and dining this weekend. Potpourri. The only problem is Duke lost back-to-back games. Broke my heart. Lost to Clemson and then lost to Louisville. It was really sad. But we're going to get through that and move on. Auburn lost, too. I couldn't believe Auburn lost twice back-to-back. Alabama.
I watched some of the Auburn game. I was like, what is this with Florida? It was miserable to watch.
It really was. And that Florida crowd was into it.
Yeah. The Florida team showed up. So,
but I was kind of surprised about it because Auburn at that time was number 5 and Duke was number 3. I was kind of shocked that both of them didn't make it out here. So.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens out here.
Long season, though, as Coach K always says, if you get into the tournament, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter until you get into things. Have a seat. Gosh, look who came in here.
I know.
Let's bring in Melanie Wallace. Melanie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello.
First of all, guess what?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
49. One more time.
One more time. Well, happy birthday. So you come to see us on your birthday?
Well,
are we your birthday gift?
No, you're not required to do that.
So what brings you here today, my dear?
Well, you know, we've got the Owetumka Tea Party Candidate Fair going on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just wanted to come and discuss the future of the Owetumka Tea Party and what we've kind
Well, let's talk about the forum first. Yes. What night is that? Give me time and location.
Tomorrow night at the Civic Center in Owetumka.
Okay. And the cost?
No cost.
Zero! One of my free is one of my favorite things to ever, one of my favorite words. And there are only a handful of those kind of words, too. At the Civic Center, what time?
6:30 to 8:30.
6:30 to 8:30.
And don't worry about eating. If you are coming straight from work, we have sandwich plates to go ahead and get some from Woodcraft Cafe. Is gonna
well, somebody asked me this question. Are the candidates going to speak? Or are they just going to have tables?
No, this is a lot like a job fair, mm-hmm. where you just kind of go around and discuss very casually with the candidates that are available.
So you're going to actually be able to chat with the candidates.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Okay, folks, this is a very important opportunity. I love these type of forums that you actually get to go press the flesh with the candidate, talk to them, ask them on a one-to-one basis
sure.
what some of their opinions are. So who else is going to be there?
Well, we have surrogates that are showing for the Senate. I think there's another forum that's in Huntsville. But my understanding is that Jeff Sessions is not signed up for that forum, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I will have to call Cole and confirm that Jeff will actually be there himself.
We'll ask him. We're going to have Jeff Sessions on at 2:30 today, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's doing a law enforcement event as we speak. Okay, so tell me who else is going to be there then? Who is confirmed?
Well, Jeff Coleman has confirmed. Terry Hasdorf has confirmed. Barry Moore. These are all second congressional candidates. Jessica Taylor and Bob Rogers. Matt Friday and Philip Behakel, I believe is how you say his name, have both confirmed for the Civil Court of Appeals. Twinkle Kavanaugh never did respond, and I'm not sure why, but Robin Lineker will be there. And some local stuff that's going on in Elmore County. We have county commissioner's race, and we have the revenue commissioner's race.
Ooh.
And those candidates will be there as well.
Okay. So but, you know, I've gone to a couple of these things. They're really good. They have tables set up, and the candidates will kind of mix and mingle around their table, but they'll have staff there. You can pick up material. The main thing is you can talk to the candidate.
That
I think, is the most important
part. It is. And, you know, where I was on the fence the last time we had one of these, I really did make up my mind a lot better when I actually got to be face-to-face with the candidates.
Which one was that, the U.S. Senate debate one?
That was the Secretary of State's office the candidate fair where John Merrill was there. I got to actually meet him and talk with
nice
him.
Guy?
And he is awesome. Matter of fact, he's going to be at our event. He
Good.
Went ahead and got a booth. He'll be there to register voters. He'll be there to, if you need to change your name or your address.
I do need to change my name. It's getting kind of fierce out there.
Well, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I'm going to be changing my name next month. So I know that it's probably preliminary, but I can get all the information and all the paperwork to do something like that. And he will have a photo booth. If for some reason you don't have an ID and you need a photo ID, he will have the photo booth right
there. What a thoughtful guy John Merrill is.
He is.
That's the kind of guy
awesome.
He is.
And I text him. He called me right back. I love that about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that he is very accessible and has been a good friend of this show from day one when he was running for the very, very first time. And we became very good friends from that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the candidates? So you're going to have local Elmore County candidates, you said?
Yes.
Revenue commissioner?
Yes.
What else is
yes.
up this time?
Well, we have District 1, county commissioner. We have District 2, District 4, District 5, and District 7. So Mac Daughtry, Bart Mercer is running unopposed, so he'll be there. Troy Stubbs said he would be there, but he's also running unopposed. And Grady Thornton and Desiree Lewis will be there.
Interesting. Have y'all's county commissioner kind of worked out some of the problems that they have
really
before?
Has.
I haven't talked about that in like a long time.
No, well, you haven't had to because it has kind of settled down to where...
Simmered down?
Yeah.
Is that because of who is in office now?
I believe so, yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Because it was...
They're getting along a lot better. There's not much...
Animosity?
Controversy and animosity. I guess you could use that. That's a good word.
Okay. What... excuse me. So what are the candidates going to be there?
Well, Cam Ward was talking about being there, and I like him, too. He was at the Elmore County Republican Forum the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that he hasn't actually confirmed yet, but he said he was planning to come and would get with me sometime today.
Candidate for Supreme Court.
Yes, sir.
Any other candidates for
Supreme Court? That's about all that I have been able to get to respond.
Well, let me tell you, for you don't have to live in Elmore County to go to the Elmore County Tea Party. You're going to go and meet some of the folks there. And you may find somebody you like and you're from another county and you want to help them out, donate, volunteer, whatever. Getting engaged in 2020 is what it's all about.
And we're looking at, Dan, trying to appeal a little bit more to the youth. So I have a couple of kids from the high school government class, or government club, I think it's the government club, that's coming to help with the straw poll and volunteer a little bit with that, trying to get the youth more involved.
Tell me about the straw poll.
Well, I mean, we did it the last time.
Right.
You know, we will go ahead and give everyone a ballot. We'll be very careful about who gets a ballot and how many ballots. No kids will get ballots. And we will publish the straw poll results with on our Facebook page. We'll release them to you if you want them, and I believe WSFA will be there as well.
If you could email those to me at dan@danmorrisshow.com, that'd be really good. So,
I will absolutely do
so
that.
So I could have that. And the straw polls are really kind of interesting because I think it gives you kind of a feel for the pulse of that group of people, the conservative
right.
kind of movers and shakers in the Elmore County and the Elmore County area.
Sure.
So you're going to have food, you're going to have finger sandwiches, you're going to have candidates, they're going to have booze, you're going to have materials, no speeches.
Yay. Yes. Yay. Because, you know, as well as I do, Dan, that they all pretty much have the same speech. They all have the same conservative values, and therefore they're fiscally conservative and all of these things. So this right here allows you to, you know, meet them one-on-one and get to know them and their personalities one-on-one.
Excellent. Okay, give them time and location again.
It's Tuesday night, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Civic Center.
That's tomorrow night, folks.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that is tomorrow night, isn't
it? That is tomorrow night.
And the Civic Center is located at 410 South Main Street.
Who doesn't know where the Civic Center is in Wetumpka?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
You would be surprised.
Where's the Civic Center? Oh, we hid it from you today.
Is that on 231?
We've decorated it like a big building.
Yeah.
Just to kind of throw you off.
And if you haven't been to Wetumpka lately, the downtown is looking amazing.
I tell you what, it really is.
Amazing.
We were having that conversation, is that when you go to, I mean, it used to be you drove downtown and there wasn't anybody to see. Now there are people walking around, particularly down by, what's the sports bar that's right on the river?
Coaches.
Coaches.
Yes, sir.
And people walking around, sitting on the deck and everything. I mean, it's a changed place.
Well, and there's live music at the Coosa Cleaver, and there's, you know, downtown live music and outdoor activities right there at the Craft House. It's really actually a really nice place to kind of hang out.
Melanie, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
And so 39 again, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 49 again.
I'll go with 39.
Let's kick this up just a little notch or two.
Melanie, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for dropping by, folks. Take advantage of this. This is a real opportunity for you to meet these candidates. Dan Morris Show going to be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boy.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Guys, it's going to be cold tonight. It's going to get down to 21. It's 25, I believe. Maybe it's 25 tonight and 21 tomorrow. Cover those pipes up but if something happens, I want you to call James Cole Plumbing to get that repaired. Had a neighbor that pipe burst, and they called James and got it all taken care of. So you need to tell the audience something that's going on at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, I was told after the interview. If you heard the last hour, any of News and Views, we had Adam Kokesh on. He's a candidate to be the Libertarian Party's presidential nominee. He is going to be meeting with also the LP chair of the Alabama Libertarian Party at Chappie's Deli here on Perry Hill Road at 1 o'clock. So if you want to meet Adam, argue with him, praise him, whatever, he'll be at Chappie's at 1 o'clock.
Should
be.
Can you do all three of them?
Yeah, you can. Very interesting guy. I really enjoyed talking to him. And
so there's 1 o'clock at Chappie's on Perry Hill Road.
Yes.
So is it going to be in the, do you know where in Chappie? Is it going to be in the back, that little back area?
I'd imagine so, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. You don't need to drive by and go see him. He sounds like an interesting guy.
Indeed.
Okay, man. Hey, Joey, did you know there's an impeachment about to happen?
Good Lord. I was going on and on earlier today. Like, is the Senate designed to bore people to death?
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah. It's the methodical house, methodical chamber. It, yeah, this is going to be...
can't think of a better figurehead than Mitch McConnell.
he is very suited for the job, isn't he?
Yeah.
Let's knock out some news items before we get into the impeachment and political shenanigans that are out here. Let's start out with the Kansas City club shooting. Two dead, more than a dozen injured.
Breaking news in Missouri, where at least two people were killed in a mass shooting outside a nightclub. Police surrounded the Nine Ultra Lounge in Kansas City around 11:30 last night. It's believed a male shooter was one of those people killed. More than a dozen others were injured. Savannah Rudisell of our Kansas City affiliate, that's KCTV, she's near the scene.
Kansas City police are still investigating what led up to the deadly shooting. Right now, we still have a handful of officers right outside of the club. Earlier this morning, just a few hours ago, we had dozens of different officers from different agencies around the area. They were hosting a sold-out celebration party for the Kansas City Chiefs Conference Championship, and then the night turned to chaos. The shooting started when the gunman fired into a line of people waiting to get in line at the club. We know that two people are dead. One of them is the shooter. Police tell us that an armed security guard took down the gunman. We know 15 other people have gone to area hospitals. Three of them are in critical condition. Police say there were a lot of witnesses to this. They are offering a $25,000 reward for any information that leads to arrest.
You know, you think about a nightclub and somebody having a weapon in there. I mean, first, the lighting's not that good. You can't tell. You're just going to see a muzzle flash. But you're not going to really, depending on how noisy it is in there, I mean, that's just like a killing zone out there.
Right. I can't imagine.
Really?
Like, and you never know how you personally, you can train all you want, but when that something like that happens, like, how do you react? Do you react like that guy, that arms trainer in Texas at the church, or do you die? Do you run? I mean, really don't know.
Well, when you're very different, a church and a bar.
Yes.
And particularly because of the lighting and the noise that are out there, and then the age of the people that are there, all of a sudden, everybody running, they run over you. Okay, so that wasn't the only shooting that happened. We have two police officers killed in Hawaii. This guy is full tilt bozo nuts. Listen in.
A tragic series of events in Hawaii ended with two police officers shot dead and parts of a neighborhood in flames. The huge fires were seen burning in the trendy Waikiki Beach area of Honolulu yesterday. Three people are still missing, including the alleged gunman. Jamie Ukas has the story.
I want to go across to the neighboring property to make sure nobody's in there.
A massive response by police and firefighters Sunday morning started with a 911 call from a woman in this affluent Honolulu neighborhood.
The initial responding officer found a female who had been stabbed in the leg.
Court records show she was trying to evict the suspect, Jerry Hannell.
Shortly thereafter, we heard shots being fired.
The suspect opened fire on officers approaching the house, killing Officer Tiffany Enriquez. Kaulike Kalama was among a second group of responding officers. He was also shot and killed.
Okay, so she's trying to evict the guy, and she stabs him. This guy had done false reports to the 911 calls to the police. Police walk up to the building, and this guy just cuts loose on him and then sets the building on fire. I know. Crazy. Down from Waikiki Beach, which is like some of the most expensive property around. Let's continue on with the story.
Hannell, whom neighbors describe as mentally disturbed, has a history of run-ins with police. This body cam video from last year shows him being cited for making false 911 calls.
You want to arrest
me? Yes. Maybe I need to arrest you because you're not listening to me.
Police sources say he set fire to the house. He and two women, believed to have been inside, are still unaccounted for. A total of seven homes were destroyed.
We will continue to search for Hannell until we confirm that his remains are recovered.
Processing the crime scene could take several more days.
Man, seven homes? And it was, the video, and it's up on my website, the video of it was just incredible. And then another officer shows up, and then that person gets shot, too. Incredible. Okay, so Virginia's got its own problems. They're doing the lobbying day. I wish the media would emphasize that. This is not a whole bunch of gun-loving Americans showing up at the Capitol. There's a day that's set aside, January the 20th, for lobby day. And lobbying day, so you go lobby your legislators. They're all supposed to be there. And you go in and you can talk to them about different pieces of legislation. But the governor has turned this into something completely different. And I'll tell you, looking at the pictures of this thing, they have literally 15-foot-high hurricane fencing around the Capitol. And you're going through a checkpoint, you're getting a hard check, magnetometers, pat-downs, and all that kind of stuff.
And an NBC News disinformation reporter, he reports on disinformation. He said, don't, you know, stay buttoned up on this, folks, if you're reporting on this white nationalist rally. We don't want the extremes to, you know, have us, like, you know, when we mess up. It's not a white nationalist rally.
Really? It's lobby day.
So you messed up from the get-go.
Unbelievable. So Virginia state officials prepare for a gun rights crowd. Listen in.
Richmond, Virginia is on high alert this morning before a gun rights rally that local authorities fear could turn violent. The FBI and local law enforcement say they've received credible threats of violence. Organizers say tens of thousands of people, including white supremacist groups and militias, may gather in the former Confederate Capitol today.
Confederate Capitol.
Democrats are proposing new gun laws. CBS This Morning lead national correspondent David Begno is in Richmond for us. David, set the scene for us.
I would say there's about 1,000 people already lined up along the perimeter of the Capitol. Many of them are wearing stickers that say guns save lives. Across the street, a big banner with a picture of an assault rifle. Come and take it is what it says. As we walk the line here, there are actually people who have brought with them in the corner. We've seen several people who have their weapons with them. You can have weapons outside the Capitol. You just can't bring them inside because of an executive order that the governor instituted. There is a sign I want to show you that just went up of prohibited items, along with firearms, knives, slingshots, metal knuckles, blackjacks, all the way down. Pocket knives actually are permitted if they're less than 3 inches. Everyone has to go through these metal detectors. The gates just open, and tens of thousands of people are expected.
I will not compromise on the Second Amendment.
Members of Virginia's Citizens Defense League, which organizes the annual gun rights rally, insist that their message is solely to protect the Second Amendment. Philip Van Cleve is the organization's president.
What are you against?
We're against any more gun control that affects everyday law-abiding citizens. We don't need any more gun control. We're not the problem.
Notice how they had to throw in the former Confederate Capitol?
Yeah, of course. And this is the game they're playing.
This is unbelievable. So if it's in Montgomery, the former, the place where Jefferson Davis was sworn in.
Well,
where the first White House of the Confederacy is.
The cradle of Confederacy. I mean, it's a historical thing, guys.
Man.
It is amazing how they're quick to brand. Like, all this does is, in my opinion, help actual really extreme elements that we don't want around by branding normal conservatives or activists as some crazy extreme.
Let me go to a break. I'm late. I'm tardy. I'll be back with more right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's legal team files a brief ahead of impeachment trial arguments in the Senate, calling the case against him flimsy and a dangerous perversion of the Constitution. House impeachment managers have been meeting at the Capitol.
House Democrats say there is overwhelming evidence President Trump used security assistance for Ukraine to pressure the government in Kyiv to open investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden. Senate Republican leaders have yet to release an organizing resolution designed to set up parameters for the Senate trial, including how long trial days may last and votes on calling additional witnesses.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There are events and services around the country to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this federal holiday in his honor.
How long? Not long. Because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Yes, sir. That speech in 1967, a few months before his assassination. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from last week. This week, we have a tiny taste of the Arctic. On this MLK holiday, a cold day, kind of breezy, high only in the mid-40s. Tonight, clear, very cold. Low temperature, low to mid-20s by dawn. Potential wind chill, mid-teens. Tuesday's high temperature in the middle 40s. We'll be down to 24 late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. A little warmer late week, upper 50s on Thursday. Rain returns Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, window pane.
272-9228. Wolfgang, hang on for me 1 second, please. Let me play the second cut of the Virginia State officials prepare after the white nationalists arrested.
Ahead of today's event, seven members of the white nationalist group called The Base, which advocates for a race war to create a white ethno state, were arrested across the country. Authorities say some of those people were expected to attend today's rally. State officials say they want to avoid another Charlottesville. When a neo-Nazi rally in 2017 ended in the death of a counter-protester.
We have the right to bear our arms.
Michelle Wharton traveled from New York. She says she's here to support the Second Amendment.
Our fears are, you know, that the skinheads and the neo-Nazi groups or, white supremacists are going to come in here.
Tensions have been rising since Democrats regained control of the state legislature and proposed several gun control bills, including limiting handgun purchases and requiring background checks. It all comes after a mass shooting in Virginia Beach that happened last summer, killing 12 people. An anti-gun rally was also planned for today, but that was canceled by organizers.
That's smart. That's all I got to say. You know, I picked up in that story, and then when I did some further research, I was thinking that they were arresting these people and they were on their way to Virginia, or they were actually in Virginia.
Yeah, me too.
What they did is they just arrested seven white nationalists who may have been going to Sounds damn convenient to me.
Yeah.
So, Wolfgang, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, Dan?
Wolfgang, I'm great, and how are you?
Great. I was reading online this morning, and this person said that they had it from a very credible source that there has been a social media message to all of the Antifas that they are taking they are busing a lot of Antifas to this rally to dress up as NRA and Trump people wearing MAGA hats, NRA shirts, etc. And are supposed to go there and create havoc.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you see a guy that has a MAGA hat on that's creating havoc, it's not a Trump supporter.
Bingo. And then the governor who's been pushing this fake agenda this whole time, he's going to say, see, I told you that they was coming. This is a setup from the word go.
Well, that'd be a shame if that's the case. I tell you, I'm so sick of people trying to manipulate a concept or a political agenda.
Exactly. It's really sad. And this governor, man, he is off the chain. He's the reason we have the Second Amendment. And what he's doing is not constitutional, and I don't blame all these people coming out that are, mad and upset that he's trampling on our rights. And if he, he's pulling out these executive orders out of his rear, and this is going to set a bad precedent for other liberal-run states, and I think it's a real tinderbox here.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time of what happens here. I'll be watching for sure tonight.
All right, guys. Well, hey, great show, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Wolfgang. Appreciate you. Yeah, I watched the Antifa Charlottesville rally, and when I was watching it, it was so apparent to me what was really happening here. And it was Antifa that was creating the problem. It wasn't the other guys. Let's play the third clip of this story here.
Andrew Goddard became a gun safety lobbyist after his son survived the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting.
Why would you take a gun violence survivor or their family or into an area where a state of emergency has been declared?
Mary McCord is legal director for Georgetown Law's Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection.
The difficulty we have in situations like this is to be able to balance the protection of public safety with the preservation of First Amendment rights. It's a blow to the First Amendment that gun safety advocates don't feel safe participating.
I have to tell you, though, from everything we're seeing this morning, there's a very large police presence, a building presence of people who want to participate, but everything is very peaceful as of right now. By the way, the FAA has actually banned drones from flying anywhere in this area out of a fear that some of those drones may be weapons. Nice. And Gail, I got to tell you, one deterrent might be the weather. It feels like 17 degrees out here. Very cold this morning.
So they're worried about weaponizing a drone. Or are they worried about someone taking pictures with a drone? This whole thing just doesn't smell right to me.
It really doesn't. No, I've wondered, since it is MLK Day, when's the last time since MLK that, like, marching and protesting has actually worked? I mean, it does bring people together, like there are people like me, but it almost seems like there's a lot of copycats for what happened in the 60s that never quite reached that same level of effectiveness.
I thought the Tea Party rally in D.C. was pretty effective, but it didn't get publicized because of the media. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
One big aspect that you haven't touched on in this whole conversation was the recall effort and the thresholds being changed by the legislature. It went from 10% to have a recall ballot to 25%.
Okay. Didn't I know
that? And that's huge because once the effort was underway to get the 10% signatures needed to start a recall petition measurement, the legislature changed it to where it now requires 25% of the electorate signatures to start.
Well, wait a minute, because a recall normally has to be a constitutional amendment.
Yeah, and so they needed 10% of the electorate to sign to get it on a ballot.
Well, I'm saying that a recall provision normally is a constitutional amendment that the public has to vote on. So to change it, the public would have to vote on it.
Well, that's up right now because that's one of the things that they were talking about. I believe it was on, don't quote me, but I believe I saw it on CNN this weekend. They were talking about the threshold being changed.
Okay, well, there are two different things here. There's one, legislature changing the threshold, and then the legislature writing an amendment to the Constitution that the public is to vote on.
I'd be interested to see that. But it seems kind of like you're voting yourself... The ability to keep yourself in office and keep the people from being able to...
Yeah, but you're not getting what I'm saying, Ken, is that if it's a constitutional amendment, they're voting on a constitutional amendment change. That doesn't change it until the public votes on it.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you'd seen anything about that.
I'm looking it up as we speak.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Gene, young and alive. Hey, Gene.
Just fine. I thought about you the other night. I walked through the living room and President Reagan was at...
He was in your living room?
Yeah. I had him up here. But he was on television and he was fussing at somebody about that he had paid for that spot or that time. Do you remember that?
I was there. Mr. Green, I paid for this microphone. I was
in
Nashua, New Hampshire.
I just fell in love with him all over again.
Yeah, I was standing off stage, and when he did that, David Fisher told the Secret Service agent, let's get the cars going. And we thought he was going to walk off. So I was putting my coat on, and then everything settled down, and we continued.
Well, good. Were you there with him when he got shot?
I was not there with him when he got shot. I was at the White House, and I was the duty officer, and so the alarm went off when they relocated him, and then I went to the relocation site as the staff person.
Yeah. Okay. I loved our president.
Me too.
I loved him. Okay. Can I get in on the drawing? It's been a long time since I've been in.
How long has it been, Gene?
Oh, Dan, I do good to remember what I did yesterday.
I'll have our secretariat, Joey Boom Boom Clark, look it up.
And it's 126, right?
That's right. Joey knows me.
Yes, ma'am.
You sure to learn all everybody's birthday. I like that.
Yeah. Don't expect any gifts, though, all right?
Oh, wait a minute. That's why I'm calling to make sure that I get that gift.
Yeah, you go, because she's got a birthday in 6 days.
I know.
I know it. I know it. And I'm telling you, it's so cold outside, you can't sit in front of a heater. Is that cold?
Give us that saying again.
I said nobody can sit outside today without a heater. And that
I thought you said something else. Okay. Gene, thank you so much, my dear.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Have a great one. Bye.
I was about to say, don't expect any gifts from me, even though I know your birthday.
News Talk 93.1 coming back right after this.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
The Dan Morris Show.
Hey, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. MLK Day. You know what, I hit a point of being nauseous during this weekend listening to the Square. Adam Schiff, did you see that interview? Oh my God. I've got it for you guys. I'm not sure if I want to play it. I don't want you guys to get ill. Ed O'Keefe is going to comment on dual New York Times endorsement. This is cute.
A pair of Democrats running for president are getting a boost from the New York Times editorial board. For the first time ever, the paper endorsed two candidates in the primaries, Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. The Times says that Warren is the best leftist candidate, while Klobuchar is a centrist choice. They and their Senate colleagues are squeezing in campaign appearances before the impeachment trial. Ed O'Keefe is covering campaign 2020, and he joins us with more on this story. So, Ed, I have a couple things. How significant are these endorsements, especially since they've now endorsed two candidates, and that's never happened before?
Yeah, well, you know, people in Iowa and New Hampshire are very unlikely to care what the New York Times editorial board has to say, especially if they can't even pick one candidate. There are still a dozen in the race, and the senators, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Michael Bennett, spent the weekend with voters in New Hampshire and Iowa, admitting that they might not be back to campaign much if the impeachment trial runs several weeks.
Okay. So New York Times selected Klobuchar and Warren?
Wait, I'm endorsing Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions. Like, that doesn't work that way.
You know, everybody gets two votes, I guess. I like when Ed O'Keefe said, and the people in Iowa just really don't care. For New York Times, they just don't care. Which is a lot of truth to that. I was kind of surprised at it, particularly in reading the article about it, of how, you know, if you want more of the progressive side, then we recommend Elizabeth Warren. If you want more of the moderate, but she really is a liberal side, Klobuchar. I was going like, boy, that's a down-to-earth editorial endorsement. And it's kind of like, can I have one from column A and one from column B?
Was there like a asterisk next to their dual endorsement where you look at the footnote down at the bottom of the page and it goes, and to hell with Bernie Sanders? Like, that's not what
the
I read.
The old white guy.
That's the subtext I'm reading there.
Ugh. Man, I saw Amy on doing an event in Iowa on, God, we can't even believe I watched it, on C-SPAN. She is like crazy full-tilt bozo liberal. I was going like, what? And if I could have found an actual audio copy of it, I was just taking about four slivers out of that thing, and nobody would vote for her. I was going like, why are you doing this to yourself? She was like, get rid of everything that Trump's done, everything. forget the border. I mean, she was openly out there. And then Elizabeth Warren was talking about, yeah, we got to get rid of student loans. We got to pay all that off, free college, and Medicare for all.
And I'd imagine it used to be in, like, presidential primaries, you could say one thing to a certain town, maybe say another thing to a different town.
Welcome, digital age.
Yeah, now we have recording devices. On national TV, you're saying these things. Like, I don't know how they run in a general election after this.
Man, it was scary. Okay, second part of that, okay, Biden-Sanders feud on Social Security.
And now there's a new fight brewing between two contenders. Sanders is calling out former Vice President Joe Biden's record on Social Security. Sanders argues Biden's record shows an openness to cutting benefits, while Sanders has long supported Social Security protection. Biden disagrees and spent the weekend strongly criticizing the Sanders campaign for inaccurately characterizing his record.
I have been a gigantic supporter of Social Security from the beginning. And I have a detailed plan as what to do for Social Security to make sure that the good news is people are living longer. The bad news is they're running out of the coverage their Social Security can cover.
We're not going to make personal attacks on Joe Biden, but I think the records shows that Joe's history in the Senate and my history in Congress are very different.
Biden, as a senator, was open to cuts to Social Security to help balance the budget, but is now calling to expand the program. Today, most of the candidates will end up in Iowa at what organizers call the Brown and Black Forum, an event held every 4 years before the caucuses to discuss issues of concern to Black and Latino voters who make up a small, but in close elections like this year, important percentage of people in the state, Tony.
So all five of them are going to show up at this one place. I mean, it's... Iowa is lily white, folks. It is lily white. I did not stick out in this group. And I was there for like a month and a half. And it doesn't matter where you go. It's kind of like, it's lily white. Let's put it that way. So, Biden said, you know, it's a flat-out lie. They doctored the tape. And then you go back and look at the tape, and all they did is they just... They took a section out and bridged two pieces together just so, because Biden is just rambling on there. I mean, I would have done it too. But, boy, you better be careful when you're calling somebody a flat-out liar and they accusing somebody of doctoring the tape.
Right.
Mr. Copy someone else's speech. It's crazy.
I mean, the Democrats should be happy today is impeachment trial week or 2 weeks, whatever it's going to be, because the more you look at their candidates for presidents, what is this?
Yeah, let me tell you.
It's disappointing.
There really is, and it's, I think they're doing themselves in. I think they're realizing that we got a bad crop of candidates here at News 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back after our top of the hour break.